Thank you for having me. My name is Eyal Steiner. I'm the general manager of a company called Outbrain in Australia and New Zealand. Outbrain is a global company. We're headquartered out of New York, Research and Development Center in Israel, with 17 offices around the world. And we work in the digital marketing landscape. So we work with publisher sites such as Fairfax or News Corp and Yahoo 7 and MI9. And we work with advertisers that move to the production of content and help them get audience to their content.
Before we talk about Outbrain, can you tell us about Eyal Steiner?
Absolutely.
Your background?
Sure. So
we're always interested in the human face behind the company.
Absolutely. Well, I'm Israeli, so Eyal is an Israeli name, obviously. I was born in Israel almost 39 years ago. Went to the army, served in the Air Force, studied computer science, and started working in a variety of startup and companies in Israel. After completing my MBA, I moved to Australia. My father's side of the family is from Australia, so we moved to Melbourne. And in Melbourne, most of my life I've been in the product space, so I love innovation, I love technology, I love how technology is changing the way we use the world today. And I love the digital landscape. So very passionate about that. So about 2 years ago, I had the opportunity to learn about Outbrain and what they're doing. And it struck me as a really innovative idea, an interesting company with a strong track record. And I thought that Australia is ready to what Outbrain has to offer. So I teamed with Outbrain to start Outbrain in Australia and New Zealand and head up that part of the world, moved to Sydney. And for the past 2 years, that's what I've been doing. So we've developed a local team here and I'm enjoying every minute of it.
Who are your customers in Australia?
We have, our platform serves the reader first and foremost. So you, the listeners, are our customers, probably without even knowing about it. What we do is that we help readers discover interesting content. And we do this by partnering with content sites like news sites like Sydney Morning Herald, Daily Telegraph, news.com.au, Yahoo 7, Nine News, and many, many others. And when you read something online and you get to the bottom of the article, you probably have seen, you know, recommendations of what to read next in the form of "we recommend" and "from around the web." These kind of recommendations may look like they've been curated editorially, but actually they've been generated algorithmically by Outbrain. Similar to how Google is trying to predict what are the best search results when you're searching, we're trying to predict what are the best pieces of content that you'll find interesting. With the explosion of online content and so much content being produced and published online, it's getting harder and harder for us as readers to discover, to keep up and learn about the amazing pieces of content being produced out there. It doesn't matter if it's a video on YouTube or a corporate blog. They're amazing pieces of content, and it's hard to keep up with those. So we serve first, you asked who my client is. First and foremost is anyone who consumes content online, and we want to help you discover the next amazing piece of content. Through that, in that process, in that value chain, we help publishers. So we help publishers first and foremost to engage their audience further. So a lot of the recommendations that we power are basically recommendations to the same site that you're using. So if you'd be reading Sydney Morning Herald right now, some of the recommendations will take you to more interesting stories and videos and galleries on Sydney Morning Herald, sometimes in sections that you wouldn't normally find, you wouldn't normally read. We see that it has high chances of being an interesting story for you.
And you're absolutely right, because I'm one of your customers that spend maybe three quarters of the day on the internet being a journalist. I read everything, also from the Israeli media, the Australian media, everything under the sun. And very often I see those articles at the bottom and I never notice that it said Outbrain. I'll notice it. And I click on them because it does interest me to read other articles. It catches my eyes. And I click and I read and I benefit from it. And I thought, wow, you know, how did they know that I'll really be interested in reading this or that? Mm-hmm. And it works. I must say it works.
The guys in our R&D center would be very pleased with that type of feedback, because they work day and night to try and fine tune the algorithms to truly bring the best stories to you and personalize the journey for you versus someone else who's interested in other topics altogether. But as you consume the content, we actually learn more about yourself. So you're helping yourself in the sense that we learn what's interesting for you and what you like, and through that recommend more content or have better chances of recommending the more content that you'll find interesting. But you're also helping others.
So who benefits when I click on a different content, when I read a story and I read, your recommendation, I click read a story, how do they benefit from it? And how do your company benefit from it?
So first and foremost, when you read on any site, the publisher benefits from it. So they use Outbrain to keep yourself and listeners and audience on their pages as much as possible. And, you know, similar to how you flip through a page on a magazine and endlessly consume a magazine cover to cover, that's the experience, that's the effect that publishers want us to have on their pages. And we help that. We help people turn the page to the next interesting story. And when we do, they, you know, publishers have a business model around advertisement and around sponsorship, and they benefit from it because they can then engage advertisers and attract advertising dollars. So that's firstly why publishers use Outbrain. Secondly, they use Outbrain because we have a marketplace of promoted stories. So similar to when you search something on Google, you have promoted search results, and these are results that are relevant to what you're searching. But at the same time, someone is putting a promotional budget to make sure that they appear in front of you. We have an index of promoted stories, and these are stories that, you know, videos created by brands, videos created by publishers or companies, corporate blogs. Brands are moving more and more away from the interruption-based advertising salesy model into the production of content that is designed to strike an emotional feeling with the client, inspire, entertain.
And also people switch off when they see an ad.
Exactly.
They don't read the ad. They move on. They've got enough to read.
Exactly right. So when brands produce that type of content, we help them to get audience to discover that content, because it's not easy for them. When they produce an amazing piece of video, and it doesn't matter if it's Volvo, who's done an amazing work with their truck exercise that went viral on YouTube, they need an audience. And they use Google to find people when they're searching, Facebook to find people when they're socializing with friends, and they use Outbrain to find audience when they're already reading content. So that's where we help those brands get their stories discovered directly by yourself when you're on Sydney Morning Herald or news.com.au or Yahoo 7 or The Guardian.
I must tell our listeners that you told me that you've got more people getting onto Outbrain than on Facebook. I couldn't believe the figures.
So let's just remember a few things. There are companies that monitor reach and scale of audience of different platforms. Platforms like Nielsen or Comscore are the TV rating, if you will, in the online space. They produce those numbers, and that's so the figures that I've shared is based on the numbers they have. I would definitely take those numbers with a grain of salt, because it's
what numbers are we talking about that we take with a grain of salt?
In Australia, Comscore validated our reach to be 85% of the Australian population, and that was back in April. In the US, we have validated numbers that were actually larger than Facebook and larger than Yahoo. But just so you understand, this is not the Outbrain reach. This is the Outbrain network. So Outbrain is actually the aggregate of all those sites that people read. So it represents an ecosystem, if you will, different to Facebook, different to a search page, where you can find an audience. Our reach is not the Outbrain reach, is the combined reach of Sydney Morning Herald, news.com.au, The Guardian, Yahoo 7, MI9, and all these sites together. That's the reach that Outbrain has for someone who wants to get their content discovered.
So I just want to tell our listeners, so when you open an article from the Sydney Morning Herald or any other news outlet, look at the bottom. It says recommended. Correct. From around the web, and you'll see a little icon on the right-hand side, and it says Outbrain. And you know you're benefiting a startup Israeli company when you click on it.
Israel is pumping innovative ideas at an extraordinary rate, higher than any other. When you look at things per capita, there's definitely a phenomenon in Israel around the level of innovation coming out of such a small place. You look at things like how many patents are being filed per capita, how many Nobel Prizes per capita, how many startups and VCs, venture capital fund, is invested in innovations in Israel. We rank up there, always at the top three. So there's definitely something interesting happening in Israel, and we've seemed to have perfected the model of incubating ideas, getting them to scale, and then launching them at the global level. When I walk around and deal with different people and they learn that I'm Israeli, I definitely get a very positive vibe that your technology must be good, because we hear so many ideas coming out of Israel. And You'd be surprised how many Israeli companies already operate in Australia.
Tell us something about it.
There are the companies that have started here in Alperin is just one of them. I meet with colleagues of mine who handle Israeli startups and try and bring them to Australia, again, in a variety of fields, from agriculture, medical, all the way to digital or software for enterprise, security and defense, you name it.
And is the Australian market open to them?
I think so. Australia is one of those interesting markets where it's, despite the geographical size, it's a pretty small market. And that allows anyone who has a good idea to spread pretty quickly. So you know, I can't speak for everyone else, but our experience has been a pretty positive one in Australia. I think that because we came in with a solid solution and we were able to point to what's happening in the US and the UK, which are markets that the Australian market is looking at as markets that are slightly more advanced. I'm not necessarily, by the way, saying that's the case, but that's the perception. So they see what Alperin has been doing for publishers and for brands in the UK and the US, and they understand that there's a chance of this happening here as well. And they take a chance. And the beautiful thing about the business model that we have with Alperin is that try it. If it doesn't work out, no harm done. So we've been very fortunate to partner with great partners, publishers, brands, agencies, and start it up here. And I think that if you have a good idea to bring to Australia, I think that you'll be pleasantly surprised by how open the Australian market is.
We are talking to Eyal Steiner, the general manager of Outbrain. Is it a digital marketing company? What is the definition of your company?
So we define ourselves as a content discovery platform. We have a mission statement, and it doesn't matter if you wake up any of the Outbrain employees around the world. It doesn't matter if it's in Japan or Brazil or New York and ask them, what is Outbrain doing? We help readers discover the most interesting content online. It's as simple as that. How we do this? We help you discover content. That's our platform.
Eyal Steiner, General Manager of Outbrain. Thank you very much.